join me on Facebook, J. Bruce Sophia - Hijack Life. Love for you to follow, be a part, engage, comment, and let's conquer the world for Christ together.
Welcome to Change by the Word. I'm your host, Blaine Booth, and you're listening to Dr. Bruce Sophia of the Gloucester County Community Church in Washington Township, New Jersey.
For such a time as this, that line is the line that I want you kids to know, all of you. And I'm talking to the youth generation right now from 12 years old to 20. And I say 12 because you were almost 13. You were almost right there. And 20, you're not quite an adult yet. So you are still the Esther generation. Who knows if you have been brought to the kingdom for such a time as this.
It's the never-changing truth in an ever-changing world.
Now I'm changed by the word. Your cross gives me worth. Your way is flawless, always there for us.
And now, here's the conclusion of Revival Revive 2.
And I want you to know that there are people in your schools that are looking for hope. They are looking for someone to rise up and be who they say they are. We say we are Christians, followers of Jesus. Do your friends know that about you by the way that you live in school? So I'm going to give you Mordecai's response to Esther. And if you follow me along here. Then Mordecai told them to reply to Esther, "Do not think to yourself that in the king's palace you will escape any more than all the other Jews. For if you keep silent at this time, relief and deliverance will rise from the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not come to the kingdom for such a time as this." That line is the line that I want you kids to know, all of you. And I'm talking to the youth generation right now from 12 years old to 20. And I say 12 because you were almost 13. You were almost right there. And 20, you're not quite an adult yet. So you are still the Esther generation. Who knows if you have been brought to the kingdom for such a time as this? Who knows if God placed you in that classroom that you were in, that there's not somebody there that needs to know Jesus? You have him. I am talking to you who are totally saved. Pastor Bruce doesn't like when I use that term. Because we were joking in our staff meeting, and I get excited when I talk about people, and I say, you know, they are totally saved. He said, "Gina, there's no such thing as totally saved. You're either saved or you're not saved. You know, you can't be partially saved." I said, "I know that, but I love the word totally saved. I just love it. I can't help it." So, sorry, where's Pastor Bruce? I know. So, you know, for those of you who are totally saved, you have it. You have Jesus. You have the light that is inside of you. That boy that's being picked on, that nobody cares about, you have the light of Jesus in you. And you can be Esther. You have come to the kingdom, guys, for such a time as this. There is greatness in all of you. Such greatness. God has big dreams for all of you. But another word that God gave me was, your deeds may keep you from your destiny. And, you know, sometimes we do things that we know they're not right, but everybody else is doing them, right? We know God doesn't approve of them, but all our friends are doing them. And on Snapchat, we have to look really cool. And we don't think that God sees Snapchat. That's the biggest question that I have. Because a lot of kids, they'll let me be their friend on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. But Mom Swag, you can't be my friend on Snapchat, because that's the real me, and I can't let you see that. For those of you who don't know, Mama Swag is an endearing term that the kids had given me. Not because I'm so swag. Actually, the kids have actually said to me, word on the street in Glassboro, they give everybody a nickname. And over 8 years ago, they gave me the name Mama Swag. So when I came to youth, kids are so honest. They're like, why do people call you Mama Swag? You don't dress really swag. You always wear your button-down shirts. And I was like, yeah. They go, actually, Pastor John dresses really swag. I said, well, they didn't give him that name, okay? They gave that to me because I have inner swag, Jesus swag, right? Amen? Okay? Just so y'all know, Jesus has more swag than anybody, right? Okay. So, this is my challenge to you. I want you to listen to what God has to say. And sometimes it's hard, okay? There's another thing that happens sometimes at Word recently. I'll be sharing the message, and there'll be a couple people over in the corner talking, a couple people over here. And I don't mind if you're looking at your phone, but it really bothers me if you're looking at your phone and you're laughing when I'm trying to share the Word of God. So I will get really quiet, and sometimes I'm a little passive-aggressive, and I'll say, all right, well, then we might as well not even do the Word tonight because I see you don't really care. And then everybody will get really quiet, and sometimes they say, Mom Swag ain't playing, okay? Mom Swag ain't playing. And then they'll get really quiet, and they'll say, we're really sorry. So I want to give you a verse where Jesus ain't playing. Write to Sardis, to the angel of the church, the one holding the seven spirits of God in one hand, a firm grip on the seven stars with the other speaks. I see right through your work. You have a reputation for vigor and zest, but you're dead, stone dead. Up on your feet, take a deep breath. Maybe there's life in you yet, but I wouldn't know by looking at your busy work. Nothing of God's work has been completed. Your condition is desperate. Guys, Jesus ain't playing, okay? You can fool some of the people some of the time. You can fool me. You can't fool Jesus. You were born for such a time as this. You were born for greatness, but your deeds can take you from your destiny. So you have to make a decision. Do you want to be great? Do you want to rise up and do what Esther did? The end of the story tells what Esther did. Did we go to the end of Esther? Yes, we did. The end of the story tells that Esther fasted and she prayed and she went to the king and he held out his golden scepter because Esther found favor in the eyes of the king. You already have favor in the eyes of the king. Jesus will always give you favor when you stand up for him. When you love somebody else and you put aside your reputation on Instagram, Jesus doesn't care about how many friends you have on Instagram. He cares how you use Instagram. Social media is not a bad thing. It can be a good thing if we use it for God's glory. So my challenge to you guys is to invite your friends. You may say, but I don't have the gift of evangelism. I can't do that, what you do. You can invite them to youth group. You can invite them to church. We have a pastor who preaches the gospel every single week. I don't know that you guys understand how great that is. You just have to bring someone here to wake up to Word in the morning when we have breakfast snacks. Just invite your friends because you were placed in your situations, in dance, in school, on the football team. You were placed there for such a time as this. I have some kids who are going to pray with me today. Would you all come up? Because they were born for such a time as this. Jalir, Cassie, Samaj, Kayla, Mackenzie, Jackie, and Daniel. They have a lot of courage, guys, because they're a little nervous doing this. But they came to the kingdom for such a time as this. And before I do that, I would like to ask all the kids who are 12 years old up to 20, even younger, come on up front. Just come on up here. Be part of our group. Join Pastor Bruce. Come on up, guys. I have a quote that I want you to see. You want to put that up, the one about chasing God, Brian? Don't chase your dreams. Chase the God who has dreams for you. That's what I want you to do, guys. Chase the God. Come on, there's not more in here that are this age. Come on, get up here. Don't be scared. You know you're out there. I can see you from here. You can't hide. So this quote I actually found off one of my favorite youth leaders, one of my favorite, I have lots of favorite, Sandy Dentino. I said to her, hey, I'm using that quote that you had on Facebook. Who wrote it or who came up with it? She said, I did. So I'm sorry that I don't have her name up there, but don't chase your dreams. Chase the God who has dreams for you. So I'm going to say a quick, Naomi, you okay, honey? I'm going to say a quick prayer. And I'm challenging all of you right now, all of us. We are Mordecai, parents, grandparents. We are Mordecai. We are the ones who are going to stand behind them and watch God do great things in them. But like Mordecai, he didn't do it in a judgmental spirit. He gave Esther the truth, and he stood by her, and he fasted, and he prayed. That's what we need to do for our youth. Stand by them, but in the meantime, be praying and fasting for them. So if there's anyone here who hasn't come to the kingdom, because if you haven't asked Jesus in your heart, you're not in the kingdom. But if you have, then you are. So today could be your day. This could be your day for such a time as this. So if everyone would bow their head, it's as easy as ABC. Just admit that you're a sinner. We know we've done things wrong. Believe that God did something through his son Jesus. And C, commit your life to him. So we're going to say a prayer. Father God, thank you that you love me. Thank you that you sent your son Jesus to forgive me for my sins as he died on the cross. Forgive me, Father, for all of my sins. Jesus, come and live inside my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would fill me and help me live out the destiny that God has given to me. In Jesus' name. Now, you can lift up your eyes. If you've made that commitment, we have Bibles. Here we have them. We have youth Bibles too, Pastor Bruce. Yes, I do. I mean, they're all the same, but I like this one. This has a cooler cover.
Print's a little bigger in that one. Oh.
We don't need big print, do we? This, look, the story of God. And in here has a certificate. So if you've given your heart to Jesus today, it's a birth certificate. You can fill that out, and I will pray with you. One of us will pray with you, but we are here for you. So now, we have a group of teens who are going to pray for you. They struggle with all the same things that you guys struggle with. This is Jalir. You want to use this one? I just want to say something. Jalir is a miracle. You don't mind if I say something about you real quick? Jalir came to Word over 10 months ago. He came into Word and he said he was an atheist. And he said, can an atheist come to Word on the street? And I said, of course you can. I said, we do talk about God, but you are welcome. I said, you can hang out with us for as long as you want, forever if you want to. And he said, okay. 6 months later, around a bonfire, Jalir gave his heart to Jesus. He is amazing. And he was baptized on New Year's Eve. And Jalir has something that he wants to pray about and share.
So, I know everyone struggles with temptation in their life. And I know, like, teens, mostly, and adults. So, I want to pray for everyone for temptation and how to deal with it. So if everyone can bow their heads and close their eyes. Dear Lord, we come before you and ask that you would guard our minds from temptation, that we would be strong enough to flee from temptation. Open our eyes and make us aware of our sins so that we may repent. May we be equipped to stand and fight the enemy using the scripture to make him run in the opposite direction. Lord, you are so powerful. Victory is at hand. We pray that you would protect us against the schemes of the enemy and help us to flee temptation. In Jesus' name, amen.
My name is Cassie. I'm part of the youth group here. Something I struggle with is self-doubt and lack of confidence. I've lost a few friends over this. I second-guess myself a lot, and I'm just so glad to have a church family like you guys that believe in me. I don't want to start crying. So can everyone bow their heads? Dear Jesus, I would like to thank you for showing me the path to success and filling me with your word. I pray for everyone with the struggles and self-doubt and lack of confidence. Show them the path of success just like you showed me. Let them know that no one in this room will judge them for who they are and what they believe in, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks of you. Bring us closer in friendship with one another, because at the end of the day, someone will have our back picking us up when we fall. Thank you for all that you do. Your works are so special. In your name, amen.
Hello, my name is Daniel. I'm going to pray about divorce today. Dear Jesus, I pray for all the families who have gone through and those who are going through a divorce. Father, please give them strength. Give them strength to get through their hard times. Give them strength to trust in you, God. Please give them peace. Peace upon their hearts and in their families, God. Because you are the Prince of Peace and the Lord of Lords. Romans 8:28 tells us, and we know that all things work together for good to those that love God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, my name is Jackie, and I'm going to be praying for people who are bullied or put down by other people, because I went through it at school. So, pray with me, please. Dear Jesus, I pray that you will help anyone who is being bullied or has been bullied or put down by anyone else. Let them know that they are not alone and that they have you, but they also have everyone in the room here to stand by them. Help them to learn to ignore what others say, because you know their heart and you know the truth about them. People who bully only bully you because they have their own issues and they don't have anywhere to escape from them. Help everyone to love their enemies and show them the love of Christ. I pray in this moment, anyone who feels held down by what others say, let it go and give it to you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
My name is Kayla Hernandez, and something that I struggle with is anxiety. The Bible says to cast all your anxieties on Him. And in the beginning, when I first discovered this, it was very hard for me to do that. And once I did, it became so much easier to go through this, and I knew that I wasn't alone. And any of you out there who struggle with anxiety, I'm here to let you know that you are not alone, and that I understand you, and God understands you. And so I'm going to pray with anyone who has anxiety. Please bow your heads with me. God, we're here today to thank you for all that you've done. And God, I ask you that you put a hand on all these people here who struggle with this and give them the strength to face another day. Give them the strength to feel your love. Give them the strength to press on, because we know that without you, we are nothing and that we can't get through this. Help them understand that they are not alone, and that I understand them and that you understand them, and that you will never leave them alone. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mackenzie Bailey. Today I want to pray for those of us that are living with things that can debilitate us, things that are a struggle every day of our lives, but despite the struggle, we continue to fight. That's why I said living and not suffering, because we have a God that is bigger than any of this. I want to call out a few of these debilitating things. Diabetes, epilepsy, PTSD, eating disorders, ADD and ADHD, and learning disabilities. Let us pray. Dear Lord, I just want to thank you. Thank you for being amazing. Thank you for loving us unconditionally. And thank you for giving us these storms to weather. Surround us, Lord, with your love. Give us courage when we can't fight anymore. And when we come through on the other side, teach us to be perfected by what we have learned, so that we may be your light and the feet of Jesus for someone else who is learning to live with these conditions. It is my hope that standing up here, those that are living with struggles, just like me with type 1 diabetes, will see that anything is possible. And I pray in Jesus' most holy and precious name, amen.
I'm Samaj. So I want to pray for those who are struggling with depression. Depression is not something that's easy. And also, it cannot always be a choice. Sometimes it's a choice if you let it. But we serve an amazing God to not allow us to let that be a choice and let that take that choice out of our lives. I just want to pray for a second. Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to you. Lord, as our generation comes, we pray that you pick us up in your hand and guide us through your way, Lord. Lord, our nature is sin, our flesh is corrupt, God. We know we can do anything because you are working. You're working through us, Lord. And I pray that you ask, oh God, what a great God we serve. Lord, I ask you, you guide us to the promised land, Lord. Guide us to what's right. Help us, Lord. Anything we desire that we need you to help us with, Lord, we ask that you help us. Because without you, Lord, we are nothing. So God, I ask you, please guide us. In your name, amen.
Hey, we have a little one up here. Do you want to pray?
Go ahead. He's going to pray too. Whatever you want to say.
Thank God. Everyone here.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hey.
I'm going to connect with this group of teens that had the courage today to rip open their souls in front of all of you. Father, you said that this is just the beginning. I believe that. Thank you for 34 rich, productive years. Nearly 30,000 people have given their lives to Christ, but this is just the beginning. As Gina would say, that they would be totally saved. Every fiber in us, our shortcomings, our failures, our fears, our insecurities, where we're weak, be strong. Yeah, totally saved. And the congregation said,
amen.
No, totally saved. And the congregation said,
are you saved? Not sure? Well, we have designed a printed resource that will help you understand this life-changing decision. It's our gift when you call 1-800-CHANGED. Just ask for the ABC pamphlet. The number again is 1-800-242-6433. You can also get a copy when visiting the website cbtw.org. Those of you who have been blessed by Change by the Word and believe its message is worth sharing in other cities and countries, consider partnering financially with us. Go to www.cbtw.org and click on the Support CBTW icon in the top toolbar, or call us at 1-800-CHANGED. That's 1-800-242-6433, and join our Good Samaritan team. Join us tomorrow right here at Change by the Word, the never-changing truth in an ever-changing world.